Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's your girl, Dee Dee Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. I am back with another episode of the Core Queen Podcast, and I have a returning guest, a guest that went viral on my show. She is back to cuss y'all asses out. Welcome back, Chanel.
Hi.
I am so happy that you agreed to come back on. I'm happy to see you. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. For those of you who do not know who Chanel is, let me tell you a little bit about Chanel Dior. She is a TikToker, model, and a hair influencer. Chanel is currently in cosmetology school, so get y'all coins up to get your hair done, because she ain't going to be cheap.
Period.
She has had over 28.5 million viewers, mm-hmm. and she went viral in 2020. Y'all, please welcome Chanel back to the show.
Hi.
Look, for those of you who don't know, when Chanel came on my show last time, we had an amazing conversation.
We did.
Talked about it all.
Yeah.
You gave me your whole life story, and I was in here with my mouth on the floor.
Right.
But for some reason, my followers on Instagram felt the need to try to drag you. I was in there fighting with you in the comments. So tell me how your experience has been since you came on the show.
Basically the same. Like, because honestly, what people say don't really bother me. I'm not going to say it hurt me a little bit. Y'all hurt me just a little bit. But at the same time, people talked about Jesus Christ. Mm. So I really don't care, honestly. Like, I'm going to do what I need to do. So, yeah.
So we was in there tussling.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. And I know that social media is not a place where you go to get praise and all that.
Right.
Because people just try to find everything to pick apart.
Literally
everything. It don't matter what you say, mm-hmm. what you do. They're going to try to pick it apart. But there was also a moment where, I don't even know who this guy is, he decided to make a reaction video
right.
about the interview. And I'm like, did y'all not hear the context of the information that was being talked about?
Exactly.
But
he said, I didn't have a CDL. He said, because I said I drive a train instead of saying I operate a train, that I was slow right. or something. It's just my preference. It's something that I like to say rather than the professional way. I like to say that. And I do have my Class B CDL, and I also operate a train. That's the word, right? You wanted me to say. Okay.
And that's because they are, a lot of people are like really single-minded.
Seriously.
And I'm like, she's not talking about an Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
She's not talking about like in the city of New York type of
right.
train.
Exactly.
If you come to Charlotte, you will see the type of train that we have here
mm-hmm.
and you'll understand what she said. But social media, what I'm finding out, there is no nuance in social media. You
exactly.
gotta, for some reason, people want you to just say exactly how they want you to say
exactly.
it. And it's like, can y'all come on, y'all. It's some gray area places. Like, let's think outside the box sometimes.
Right. I'm a little ghetto. I can't help it. That's how I was raised. But I also know how to conduct myself, and I can be professional as well. But, you know, and I just was showing my personality to you guys. But clearly, that was a whole issue.
Yeah. You got, I mean, I don't know. You know, social media, and then they kind of pick apart podcasts anyway. Mm-hmm. So
they do.
It's just
they really do.
Even though they still watch.
Exactly. Just keep watching. I'm gonna still get my check.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Yeah. So you said that they like something bothered you a little bit. What bothered you?
Like, especially, you know, them talking about my weight. Like, because mm-hmm. that's always been a battle for me. I've lost weight at least 3 times on and off. Like, mm-hmm. I know how to lose it really fast if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really read the comments. You know what I'm saying? Because like normally, even when I went viral in 2020, it was millions of comments, and I read some of them, and some of them hurt or whatever. But this time, I actually read every last one. Like, oh my God! Like,
right? Yeah.
This is crazy to the point where my mom was upset. My mom was so mad. Like, what the fuck? Oh, hell no. Like, she was freaking out. And I'm like, mama, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I have thick skin.
So did that kind of trigger the moment? Like, you know what? Let me lose some weight and show these motherfuckers. Like what made you want to go on this journey this time?
Well, honestly, I was already in the process of losing weight before the podcast. But that pushed me like, okay, y'all motherfuckers about to see what the fuck I can do. And I'm pretty sure y'all can't do it as fast as I can do it. I promise you that. So yeah. So that was pretty much it. I mean, and I lost it. I lost a lot of weight. I lost 50 pounds.
That's huge. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. Cause I don't think there's anything that can motivate anybody other than themselves.
Yeah.
No matter what anybody say, I don't care if you talk about people, it doesn't matter. If they're not ready to make that change, it don't matter. So
it does not.
For you to even just take the first step, that's you just going to the gym, just change
going on
anything.
And getting on the scale. That was the main thing. When I stepped on that scale and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then that keep me from, it just pushed me away from the table, honestly. Like, I'm like, okay. This is my weight. I don't want to get no bigger than this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on 600 pound life. That's my main thing. I don't want to see Dr. Nalzardin, okay?
You stupid. Dr. Nal don't give a damn.
And I love that man. So, and I watch a lot of his movies. And, I mean, not movies, but his show just to keep me going. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of habits that those people have, I have. And I know it. So I guess it's from, you know, just being depressed and stuff sometimes.
Emotional eating.
Yeah, emotionally eating. So I'm like, okay, well, I need to just stop this shit. Like, just stop it. So, yeah.
Yep, there you go. And it's, you know, I think we all struggle. Food is an addicting thing.
It is.
It is a drug. It's probably the most potent drug we'll ever come across.
Yeah.
So people, when you have to discipline yourself to not do something and you don't have anybody pushing you to do it, that is not easy.
That's a distraction, honestly. Like for me, trying to have somebody work with me in the gym and just come with me to do certain things, I don't like that because they not on the same wave I'm on. Like I've tried that and my friends are being there on their phones, just, you know, taking pictures. No, I need you doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I just focus on myself.
Yep. That's the best way. Yeah. It's your time. You get to just decompress and just focus on you. So
yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm a huge advocate for
it. I know
you
are.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So what advice would you give somebody that's struggling with their weight that may have some of the same issues that you had or just don't have the motivation to lose the weight?
I'm going to say therapy. Because in the Black community, we don't think we need therapy, for one. So that's number one, because we have some underlying issues that we don't even realize we have.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So me personally, I watch a lot of therapeutic things to help me realize what's happening in my head. So that definitely helped me. And like I said, even watching 600 pound life and just hearing how those people talk and what's going on with them, I realized that I have an issue. I was having an issue. So, and it just pushed me back.
Yeah.
Honestly, like,
that is such good insight, because that's one thing I talk to my clients about in my consultations is I can't help you physically if you mentally aren't
exactly
ready. You got to figure out what the root of this problem is, because you're not just eating just to eat.
Right.
You're eating for a reason.
Right. It's good, though. The food is good, especially if you can cook. But go ahead.
It is. But like, if you're healed up here, you know how to say, all right, that's enough.
Exactly.
Like, I really don't need that.
Self-worth is the main thing. Your temple, what you're putting inside of your body.
Absolutely.
That is the main thing for me at this point, because I want to live for my son, like especially my youngest son. He's autistic. Aww. And me and my husband, we talked about this recently. Like, I just want to be here as long as I possibly can for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I need to make some changes in my life to make sure that I'm here for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that, because I don't think a lot of people put those two things together, the mental and physical.
Mm-hmm.
They really just think, oh, I just can't do it. No, it's something wrong. Mm-hmm. You need to go figure it out and address it so that you can actually be a better version of yourself. So,
exactly.
Yes, mental health for the win.
Mental health.
So has any of your views changed Like, what, after you watched the show, did anything like that you saw about yourself or read about yourself, did it change anything about like how you viewed yourself?
The way I was speaking. And I also need to think before I speak. I didn't really think about that when I was talking the last time. I'm like, maybe I need to actually sit, listen to what she said, and then respond. I'm just saying the first thing to come out, you know, come out or whatever. That's the main thing. Cause that's what people was talking about, like just how I was speaking. And I'm like, you really don't, you don't know me. You don't know anything about me. You don't know what I accomplished for real or whatever. So yeah, just that definitely changed.
And that was immediate because you hit me up like almost immediately, maybe the next day. And you were just so upset with yourself.
Yeah, I was.
I was like, that's great self-awareness though. Like, because most people are coming, I don't care. I said what I said. Like,
and I low-key, I was like that. I'm not going to hold you because in some ways I do still feel the way I do. But I guess it's the way I said
the delivery,
it.
Yeah.
The delivery. But I have children that watch certain things that I, you know, I post and stuff like that. So I have to be careful about the things that I say.
And especially like I think like for the younger girls coming up, just being a good example for them and showing them that it's a different way. You can still be real, be authentic, but still just give you what you need, give you all the meat that you need. And then, you know, you could do with it what you want, but I don't want the message to be missed because of how you're delivering it.
And now that I sat and watched, even the guy that reacted to my video, he had some points when it came down to me. I ain't gonna lie, he did. But at the same time, I don't like men that bash women. That is like the man. I think that's the wackest shit that I've ever seen in my life. Like, why are you bashing a woman? Like, are you what's up? Like,
I
do you want a man or something? Like, what's up? Because that's what it's giving.
I agree. When I see men, because I always think back like to maybe my granddad or uncles and like older, like great uncles.
Right.
They just would never even consider talking crazy about women. In public, especially like bashing them, I just be like, y'all really feel comfortable doing this? Like,
he was really okay with talking shit about me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you wouldn't say it in my face. Like, especially if my husband was there, you would not be saying none of that.
But most of these people don't have the courage to say anything to people like that.
Exactly.
Social media is a barrier for them to just spew whatever they want to spew.
Exactly.
Say this. Yeah.
And that was another thing. It was like, oh, she's not married and she's never going to be married. And I'm like, do you know me? Like, I've been with my husband since 2006.
Yeah.
I've been with him for a very long time.
There were a lot of men saying that.
Yeah,
I was like, and I was the one that she is married.
I've been with him 19 years, literally 19 years. Like, what are you talking about? I can show you his, I can show you all the pictures. We have a 17-year-old daughter. Like, what are you talking about? Like, these people was killing me. I'm like, y'all really just think y'all know everything about me.
Because they, for some reason, it's a specific type of man on social media. Mm-hmm. And they all have the same kind of like script.
Where's your job? Why are you on social media so much? First of all, what are you doing all day? You don't need to be on social media all day. You need to be finding something to do. Like, literally go change some breaks or something. Go do something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all don't even know how to do it. These men out here don't even know how to do basic things. Child. Now that we're going to talk about it. Y'all don't know how to change a tire. Y'all don't know how to do anything at all. Me personally, I can do that shit on my own. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that my husband won't, but if he's not around, baby, best believe I can do it.
Yeah, that was probably the main topic that I kept responding. It was like, she gonna be single forever. She gonna be alone. I'm like, the lady is married. What are we talking about? She's actually married.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like their script. That's their Kevin Samuel script.
Where is your woman? Why are you on here talking about women? Where is your lady? Oh yeah, and then that's another thing. The guys that I seen that was talking, like, I literally went on their pages. I'm like, you cannot talk about me like, why do you look like that?
Mm-mm.
And I'm not even trying to be funny, but you can never talk about me, period.
Yeah, it was. I don't have the energy to go on somebody's page, comment something nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, my brain don't even operate that way.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something I don't agree with, I just keep scrolling.
That's
like,
literally it. You don't have to say anything. Like, just scroll. If you don't like nothing I say, go. I don't know you anyway.
But I forgot who said it. I was watching something and they said the comment section is for the people in the comments to talk.
Yeah, literally.
And that's why I do a little emojis every now and then to keep the algorithm going and not going about my way, because I'm not going back and forth with y'all.
I'm not doing it no more. Like, mm-hmm. Even if they talk about this one, I'm not going to read the comments like that because I said what the fuck I said.
And people really have to get out of the mindset of attacking people that don't agree with them.
That's it.
I don't understand. Okay, it's okay if you don't agree with me. So what? Exactly. We're never going to sit down and
agree to disagree.
It's okay.
That's it. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. This world is a little, you know, it's a little
that's
crazy.
Why I stay out of it. I go to work and I go home.
So, you said that you had your son when you were how old?
I got pregnant at 15 and then I had him 2 weeks after my 16th birthday. Okay.
So mm-hmm. what advice, because I'm in the middle of writing a book about teenage mom, mm-hmm. like the journey of being a teenage mom mm-hmm. and stuff like that. What advice would you give somebody that's a teenage mom right now?
All I know is it's no manual. It's no Mm-mm. guide to taking care of a child in general. It don't matter what age you are. Mm-hmm. When you get pregnant, it's like, okay, it's on. Like, yeah. Whatever happens. I just got to do the best that I can. So the advice that I would give a teenage mom is do the best that you possibly can. Keep yeah. your child out of harm's way as much as you possibly can. Do not allow them to be around people that are bad influences if you can help it. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like school... Of course, you can't really help
right,
that.
Right.
But outside of school, like, try to keep them in activities. Just try the best you possibly can, especially with the males, with the boys, especially because these YNs. I've been watching so many videos. Like, they just do not care about nothing.
They don't.
They shoot anybody. Like, just today... The boy had a gun at West Charlotte. Did you see?
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. Over they was like, come get your kids. They got a gun.
Yes. Trying to take some food from a boy in the gym or something like that over food. Girl.
Oh, my girl. God.
I was like, are you serious? Like, I have a daughter that's in high school. So, and she said it is a fight almost every single day. Thank God she stays out of trouble.
Yeah.
She stays out of trouble. Thank God.
That's awful.
Yeah, but my point is basically just try to keep your children out of harm's way. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Don't trust nobody. I don't care who it is, like their friends, whatever. They show you one side, but outside of your house, they is a whole different side of them. Yeah. Trust me. So, because I was one of them. Sorry. I was sweet to everybody, but I had a whole nother side of me. I ain't even gonna hold you. But yeah, but I had to grow out of that or whatever. And just from my personal experience with my oldest son, that's the main thing I'm going to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep them motherfuckers in sports or whatever their passion is. If it's rapping, if it's football, baseball, whatever they like to do, try your best to keep them going in that. Like, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I agree. That's some good advice. And, you know, I think, there was a study out that said, I don't remember the percentages, but it's like the amount of women having children out of wedlock, the percentage is like astronomical from the 70s till now.
Absolutely.
And it's like, like, what's going on? What are we missing? Why do they think it's okay? And why do they just keep doing it? Because the outcome is always going to be the same.
Because they're okay. And me personally, also, I went through the same thing. We were okay with having the bays and no title, no just anything. We just doing it just, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really want to commit like they used to back in the day. It's not the same or whatever. And that's really the issue.
Yeah. And I think it's the illusion of the several options.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody thinks they got all these options. And it's like, in reality, you really don't. Like, it just seems that way because you have access to certain people online.
And who they are online is not who they are for real. They are not. They are totally different.
Listen.
Like, even me personally, like, I betrayed to be this sexual person. That's what... My name is Wet Dream, for God's sakes. Right. But in real life, I'm chill as hell. Like, I barely have any fucking friends. Like, I have maybe 6 friends at the most. I have 6 friends. I chill with them all the time. I don't really go out like that. Like, the only person that see that side of me is my husband. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that person.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of them were saying, like, oh, that's why she ain't gonna get no husband. Exactly. Like, you don't even know this lady. That's crazy.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But how on you, bitch.
So your son is 19?
No, he's 20. He'll be 21 this year.
Okay, he's 20. Yeah. So mm-hmm. what type of advice did you give him to help him avoid some of the mistakes that you made?
He done made all of them already.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to my son and my family for being my support system for real. But what I would say is, I'm gonna just say from here on out, now that he's about to be 21, I'm gonna say just stay out of trouble, stay out of fucking trouble. Don't consider yourself a YN. Become a man. Mm-hmm. Be responsible. Go to work.
Yeah.
Get some business about yourself. Get your credit up.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a credit card. Premier Bank.
Yeah. This generation is just so YOLO.
I'm sick of them.
They are so...
I'm sick of them.
Microwave.
They will quit a job. Yeah. In instant, like, and I get it because the pay rate is a lot of these jobs, the pay rate is crazy. Like, it's nowhere near what they need to be making to survive. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but you need some type of structure. You need some type of responsibility to make it. You do.
Yeah. And I'm gonna blame the parents too, because we make it a little too easy for them.
Yeah.
Where they don't, because there's no way I could have quit a job as a teenager.
Me either.
Because I wouldn't have had no money. I wouldn't have been able to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom wasn't
right
supporting Same. Us like that. So mm-hmm. they have a real cush life.
Yeah.
Where they have the option. Like, how are you just going to quit? Like, what you mean?
Yeah. Like, my son, he feel like he's, first of all, he's always been the type to be on his own. Like, he always been really responsible. Even from the age of 1 and 2 years old, he was so smart in the head. Mm-hmm. He could walk around. He was talking and, like, literally talking like me and you. Like, he was very smart. So I knew that he was going to be okay in this world without me. Mm-hmm. So personally, like, with him, he's just, I don't know. I don't really know what to say.
Spoiled.
He's spoiled, but at the same time, I had to stop spoiling him to show him mm-hmm. what's really out in the world.
Yeah.
Because he took that for granted. Mm. So now, you know, he's learning. He came to me recently and was like, Mom, it's some real shit out here and I need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you have to put your foot down.
Yep.
You have to.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. But my other 2 children, they're the spoiled ones for sure. I don't even want my daughter to work.
Damn, my son's not gonna work. So.
I don't want her to work
till he get older. He's
yeah. I want her
he
to
play too many sports.
Right. I want her to get her credit together. I want her to get her life in order before she leaves up out of my house. Because you know you kick kids out at 18. No,
oh, yeah, they're not ready.
Yeah. Well, my oldest, he wanted to be out. That man wanted to be out. But my youngest kids, I want them to be able to get their shit together first, and then when they want to leave, they can just go. But their credit to be together, they have no money for a deposit to get an apartment, whatever they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. Yeah.
That's how most cultures do it too, though. They like make sure their kids are set up.
Not this black culture.
No, you got to go at 18. Shoot, sometimes 16. Shit, gotta be that old.
Oh, I was out of there. Yeah. 17, I'm out.
Yeah,
I ain't been back.
Listen, I couldn't take it either. So, you have just suffered a very tragic loss. One of your really good friends. Tell us about her situation, your relationship with her, and how you're doing.
Okay. Well, we know what happened in January 29th, the plane crash in D.C. I was not paying attention to that accident at all. I was mm-hmm. just like, okay, damn, it's another accident, whatever. I didn't really think that my friend was on that plane mm-hmm. at all. She was the flight attendant, which is Denasia Brown. Everybody know Denasia. Like, mm-hmm. at this point, the whole world knows who she is. But I did not know she was on that plane. Like, mm-hmm. I went through the whole that whole morning, not realizing what was happening. Somebody tagged her and was like, damn, Danasia, like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Jesus. Then I messaged the girl that posted that, and I was like, what are you saying? What's wrong? And she was like, Danasia just blew up in that plane. Mm. I was like, what?
Jesus.
Yo. So me and her, we've been friends for about 15, 16 years. When she was like 20 years old, I met her at my second job ever. We worked in housekeeping at the hospital. Mm. And her mom introduced us. Like, was she, my daughter was, how old was my daughter? About 3. Mm-hmm. She worked at a daycare. And she was like, she seen my badge. She was like, oh, you about to work at the hospital. My daughter's about to start working there too. So maybe y'all can be friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, cool. So I ended up seeing her. And we just clicked like that. Like, when I say we was the best of friends, mm-hmm. that was my girl. Like, even after when we left the job, we were still click tight. She was there. She was at my wedding. She literally was there with me mm-hmm. through life after that. Like, and I loved the hell out of her. So when I found out about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
And it's the manner of how she died.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, because, you know, good, and it's sad because the good people always die.
Yep, they do. Oh, Fred, get her some tissue, please. I'm so sorry. Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yep. The good people always die. It's these fuck people that's still out here, and I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is like that? She didn't deserve that shit. And now she left behind 2 children. Mm. 5 and 14.
Oh my God.
Like, it's horrible. Like, and I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what my kids would do without me. Like, thank you. I do not know my kids, because that's my biggest fear, is being without my kids. My kids being here in this world, this horrible world, without my without me. Because nobody loves you more than your mom. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Your mom loves you more than anybody in the world. Like, and I just the thought of her being in the ground and they still here. Mm. Like, that shit just bothered me so bad. Like, and then that's another thing. We have to make sure that we don't take our friendships for granted.
That part.
Like,
yep.
We really got to stop doing that. If you love somebody, even if it's family, whatever, if you love them, please talk to them. Just don't let time pass without speaking to them. Try to mend the situations. Mm. Like, she was mad at me. Mm. She was mad at me because I wasn't attending things that she wanted me to come to. She came to everything of mine, but mm-hmm. I didn't attend a lot of her things because I was at work. Mm-hmm. And it was not like I just wasn't coming. I just had to be at work.
Yeah.
But still, like, she was mad at me about that.
Yeah.
And I hate that. Like, that's my biggest regret. That is my biggest regret. And I'm just praying for her family and her children. And I'm telling y'all right now, Kaden, Dallas, if y'all ever need anything from me, I am here for y'all forever. Forever. I love y'all. And yeah, just don't take the people you love for granted.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I agree with that. I think we're living in a world where things happen so fast. Mm-hmm. We can just kind of get busy. Mm-hmm. Where we don't have the time, and it's like,
we don't have a choice. Like, look at what's happening. We don't have a choice but to work hella hours just to make ends meet, to fucking feed our children, to fucking pay the bills. We don't have any time to enjoy life no more.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. You don't have time to do anything. And that's basically where I got to. So when her wedding came about, the wedding happened and she didn't invite me. And I'm like, bitch. Like, I messaged her. I was like, I know the fuck you did not invite me. But she was like, you haven't came to anything else I invited you to this year. So mm-hmm. I didn't think you was going to come.
Yeah, I know. Wedding, girl. You got to be sure they coming to a wedding.
Girl, ooh. That hurt me so bad. That hurt, like, the worst.
Wow.
That hurt the worst. So when her funeral came, it was like I had to get up there and say my piece, because I don't want to sit here and act like I was the greatest friend ever, because I was not. Mm-hmm. I should have been there for her in some ways or whatever. And I did that shit with my cousin too in 2020. She was mad at me since July, and I did not speak to her. And then she ended up dying in October.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh my God.
Nobody. They cremated her. I didn't get to see her, but I didn't get to say goodbye, nothing.
Oh my God.
Girl.
Lord have mercy.
So yeah. So this is the second person that this done happened with. So now if somebody means something to you, somebody means something to me, I'm gonna make sure you know that I love you. I care about you. I'm gonna make sure that we have the best relationship we could possibly have. Even if I don't see you, I'm gonna call, check on you, make sure you good, text you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something.
Yeah. Dang. Oh Lord, yeah, that's.
I'm sorry for crying, y'all. Child, this just happened.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like I can't, like, just it's worldwide. Like, everybody knows about it, and it's just, that's a lot. That is.
She was the best. Like when I say she was one of my best friends, like I never argued with her. We never had a fight. She was supportive of me. She always tell me I had abundance over my life, just like my other friend Chink. Shout out. Mm-hmm. She always said that I had abundance over my life because God would never let me fall. Mm-hmm. And that's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she just always praised me for just my lifestyle and just me doing the best I could do. And And I love her, and I'm going to forever love her, and I'm going to keep her name in the air forever.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. That's how friends are supposed to be.
Yep.
Yes, definitely rest in peace and blessings to her kids, because Jesus, that's tough. That is tough. And you said that you spoke at the funeral and mm-hmm. everything. Like how did the service go? Was everything?
It was when I say they showed the fuck out. They showed the fuck out for my friend. Like they really did. And you know how. So we're thinking, you know what I'm saying, because of what happened on the plane, we weren't going to have an open casket like it was going to be anything. Like, I wasn't going to see her. But she was completely fine. Like, her whole body was there. She was beautiful. Her cousin came and did her makeup, her wig. When I say she was laid, she was beat to the gods. Like, she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was, like, when I say I never seen a dead person mm-hmm. like this. Like she looked like she was literally asleep. Like, you wow. know, some people look stiff and they just mm-hmm. do not look like themselves. She did not look like that. Wow. She looked like she was just straight up asleep. And from what I'm hearing, she didn't blow up. Like she drowned, because everything was intact. She was completely fine. The only thing that was fractured was her knees. Mm. Her knees. That was it. Nothing else was wrong.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
That's terrible.
Like, she really had to go, and just her knees was fractured. That's, I wish she knew how to, bitch, why you didn't learn how to swim?
Well, maybe, she might have, because however far up there was, mm-hmm. once that opens, you can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't breathe up there. So I don't think she would have been alive in the water. Because when that cabin pressure is open, it's it. And you can't survive in that.
Oh my God. Just the thought of her. Oh my God. I'm trying not to cry. Oh my God.
I would rather take me in the air. Don't have me in no goddamn water.
And then it was cold water.
It was freezing.
Oh! And then we have to relive it over and over and over again. Like, we can just type that shit up and just see her.
Yeah.
It happened.
They kept posting that it was on the news cycles over and over.
And her children have to see this over. And it's history.
Yeah.
It's not just something that just go away.
Yeah.
This is something that's really like this. This is.
Yeah.
Nay, I love you, girl.
Yeah. I know. She know. She feel
she
it.
She know it.
She feel it.
She know it. That's my bitch forever.
Yeah. So, on a lighter note,
yeah,
what is some of the best advice you've ever received?
Focus on myself. Mm. Focus on myself. Don't give into people that don't give into you.
Mm.
That's my main issue. Yeah. Like, and my husband, my mom, like everybody have always told me that, like, I give more than I receive. Mm-hmm. I care about people way too much, and I don't get the same in return.
Yep.
Like, I would give a shirt off my back and I won't receive the same thing. And I literally love too hard. And I think everybody is my friend and they're not. I learned that the hard way.
That's because you see them from your vision. Like, this is your view, how you are with people. You think people are the same way.
Yeah, I think everybody's just sweet and nice, but really they have ulterior motives and they really just don't like me. It don't matter what I do. They do not like me at all. And I'm like, what the fuck I do? But
that's just jealousy.
Something. I'm not even saying I'm the best looking person, whatever, but it really is people out here that really don't like me. Like,
they could be jealous of your spirit, your light, your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I've learned to deal with it.
I know that's right. Fuck. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'm going to still keep making money and doing what I need to do.
Exactly. So what was like the main thing that you did while you were on your journey? Like, what was the main thing that kept you like, all right, you know what? I got to do this. I got to lose this weight. Like, what was it in your brain that made you keep going?
I just wanted to look good. I ain't even going to hold you. Could say, yeah, my kids and I want to do this and that. No, I want to look good. Like, I want to be able to put on what the fuck I want to put on when I want to wear it. I want to, like, because then it's about to get hot. Like, I was like, okay, I got X amount of time to do this, so when it get hot, I can look at least decent before it gets hot. For real. So that was like, man, that was one of the main things. And then and a lot of people don't know about intermittent fasting. I've learned about intermittent fasting over 10 years ago. And because I kept watching all these YouTube videos and people kept saying, why are you eating so many times a day? You don't have to eat that many times a day. No. You really don't. People, especially Black folk, we feel like we have to eat so much soul food, whatever. You don't have to eat that many times. You really don't. Even like other cultures, they eat one time a day. They don't eat so much. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I started looking at different cultures, different religions, just different things. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can incorporate everything that I'm reading and just put it into myself. So that's what I did. So I intermittent fast and I eat one meal a day. So that's literally how I dropped. Like, I literally just been dropping. Like, and it's been a blessing. I get, you know, they tell you to stay off the scale. No, I'm staying on the scale. I'm staying on that scale every day. I'll be like, okay. So this is what I'm going to eat because I can't eat that much.
That is funny. I don't know the last time I've been on a scale.
For real? I'm staying on that scale because I'm still going through the motions. So I'm trying. I got 18 more pounds to go.
I take pictures because pictures don't lie.
You're right. And I take pictures too, but I still get on the scale. I have to
get whatever works. I think I asked you this last time, but I'm going to ask you again. This is my last question, though. It's not hard, but I think it's different for you because you were pregnant at 15. But I always ask people, what advice would you give your 15-year-old self?
Nowadays, stay away from all these niggas. Like, I regret half the motherfuckers.
Oh my God.
Half of, I ain't even gonna hold you. I literally regret most of them. To be honest with you, I wish I would have saved myself for my husband. Yeah, because they weren't worth it. They weren't even worth it. I could see if they was worth it. Then I'd be like, yeah. But they wasn't even worth it. Yeah. So look what, they not even that relevant at all now. So that's for sure. Stay away from them, especially how men are. Like, make sure they have certain things going. Peep the red flags.
Yeah.
At the beginning. Like, that was my main thing. I'm just thinking because they were cute that we was gonna be good. But really and truthfully, no. They had a lot of red flags and I just did not care.
Yeah.
So my 15-year-old self, that's the main thing. Just stay away from them. Try to focus more on school. I should have finished school in any way possible. I should have just tried harder. Maybe I would have been further in life by now. That's probably the main thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it done now. I'm getting it done now.
Right.
But I'm sure I would have been a cosmetologist by now. I would have been making six figures, something by now. And I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be making my own schedule or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like, of course, staying in school is definitely imperative. I do like that you mentioned, like, not being so easily influenced by guys.
For
because
sure.
They are, especially when they're young, they have an ulterior motive most of the time. It's very hard to find a guy that actually likes you for you and is actually like having your best interest at heart. They're really just out to get something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just went viral recently about something I said on TikTok. I had spoke about the little girl that passed away. I think she was 13. She was dealing with that older guy and he killed her. He literally unalived her. I don't know if I can say killed her, but unalived her. And she was pregnant by him at the time. So he unalived her because she was pregnant. He didn't want to get in trouble. But he influenced her. He tried to make her feel like she was whatever, just so she can give it up. And I'm a victim of that. I'm a victim of listening to these older men. It's so many of us. Like when I say my TikTok went viral, it went crazy. It was so many women that were kids and it was older men like 25, 28, 30s in their 30s messing with these young women. And I'm a victim of that also. And that's another thing. Like if I knew what I knew now, he wouldn't have had a chance. Had a chance.
And they know they can spot their victims and they are very manipulative. And I hate that a lot of men now be like, oh, it's always been that way. I'm like, and it's always been wrong.
Right. Exactly.
It's always been wrong. And then they'll say, well, those girls are just being fast.
That's not the word.
A girl fast enough for a grown man who don't like little girls to eat.
That was the word. That's what they were saying about me. Like I was saying, I was being fast. I said I was being fast. And they was like, you weren't fast. They was cussing me out because I kept saying I was being fast.
They was perverts.
Yeah.
Because a grown man who don't like little girls, I don't care how fast you are. They're going to be like, go home.
Right.
Get away from me. Like, no, they're not going to do that. But you have these predators. They're
sickos.
Just predators.
Yeah. Sickos. You. Yep, it's somebody watching.
That's how it is. And they be waiting too. Even like if you have a kid, they just be waiting. Oh, that's your daughter. Yeah, get away.
You was working that. I had a dude literally say, you was working that thing, wasn't you, when you was young? I'm like,
what? Who even thinks like that?
Creeps.
That's exactly what they are.
Creeps. And it's so many women. Like my post, it hit like almost a million, like thousands of comments and millions of views about me saying that. And the women were like, I was 15, he was 30. Yep. I was 12, he was 28. I'm like, what?
Yep. Yeah. We've all been there.
We was thinking with they had the Chevy car, you know, with the rims and stuff, and they was older. It was cute, but that shit was not okay.
No. And even the the feeling of it at the time, you still felt like this, it don't feel right.
I felt right. I felt right. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I did.
I didn't.
I did. Now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, what was I thinking about?
I was grossed out.
I was not grossed out. Cause I guess because they were cute, they had money. Like
maybe because I even wrong, now man. I don't like older guys. Like, I like young guys. So I'm like,
I'm weak. Something was wrong with me. I'm not gonna hold you. Something probably was really wrong with me, but I did like older guys, and if they had certain things going for themselves and they was riding me around paying for stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm good. Like I was tripping.
Yeah. So I was like, why do you like me? Get away, you're old.
Like how, what you mean? Like how old? Like 50?
No, oh god, that's old to me now, and I'm almost 50. I would say like if I was in high school and I was a major track star, so everybody knew me. So I could say like maybe if I was 14, 15 years old, they was probably like 25, 26.
I like that. I did like that.
Ew.
Yes. I was like,
I'm like, you're my uncle age. Get away from me.
No, come over here. I know it was a problem. Don't talk shit about me because I'm saying that it was wrong. Okay. I knew that. I mean, at the time, I wasn't paying no attention, but now I am aware that it was wrong. Okay,
I can't. Yeah, no. Keep the old dudes away from me, please.
Yeah, I like that.
My grandma said they give you worms.
Now, if they was in their 60s or something, I'm like, okay. Like, it's this man. I swear to God, he drives around Charlotte right now, and he have like a pack of sugar and it say daddy on the bottom of the sugar. Yes, he do. He be like, I want to be your sugar. And then he'll pull the sugar out and it say daddy on it. I swear. He did it to me.
I would throw up.
And he's an old man. He looked like he had worms.
He probably
does. I'm not lying.
That's why he's trying to pull people with sugar packets. That's disgusting. Well, I am so happy that you came back to cuss the motherfuckers out.
Cuss the motherfuckers out.
Like I said, anytime you send me a DM, I'm so proud. I'm like, yay, she is killing it. I'm so proud. So anybody hating on you, so well, we don't care. I know you're a sweetheart. So
thank you.
However they look at you, they just don't know you well.
They really don't.
But you can tell the folks how to follow you, what you got coming up, if you got anything, and let the folks know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, that's another thing they talk about my name, which is Wet Dream 101. I don't give a fuck how y'all feel about that. That's something that don't follow me since MySpace. I don't care. I just like the name. Anyway, my Instagram, Wet Dream 101. My TikTok is Chanel Dior 35 or 34. Is one of them. Just look for both of them. I don't know right now. So right now, me and my friend, we're coming up with something. I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's going to be something for Charlotte coming up. It's going to be a different type of podcast. Not like this. It's going to be something a little different. But yeah, shout out to Chinky. Okay. But so I do have something coming up soon. So when it's ready, I'm going to be full force with it. So, but that's pretty much it. So I appreciate everybody listening to me and hopefully y'all have a better view of me and, yeah.
Okay. Listen, y'all make sure y'all follow her, please. Okay. Y'all know who I am. I'm Didi Leggett, AKA the Core Queen. And I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. I have a whole lot of stuff coming up, so I won't bore y'all with the details. Just follow me on social media, Didi Leggett, the Core Queen, one of the two. You'll see what I got going on. Shout out to my girl, Toy Nisha. That's her name.
Wow.
Toy Nisha Whitaker. She is the director of a film that I'm in, and we just did a private screening last week in Atlanta, and it was an amazing event. So I'm so proud of her. She's been pushing through and she got it. So she's a new director. So I was so happy to support, and she's just doing an amazing job.
Tell her to put me on her next movie.
Oh yeah.
I'm available.
She will. She's a great person. And shout out to my PR, Bianca, if you're watching. I appreciate you and my marketing team, Rhonda and Adrian. We're about to do a whole rebranding of my products and everything, just all of my businesses. We're doing a whole rebranding. So shout out to y'all. And y'all just be on the lookout for some revamping. My social media, everything's going to look different. So
that's what's up.
I'm excited about it. And next week, we will not have a show because I will be in Atlanta for an advanced screening of Tyler Perry's new movie, Duplicity. So I'll be out of town. But y'all make sure y'all tap in a week after that. I have another amazing woman on the show to celebrate Women's History Month. Shout out to all the women out there that's making history, that's doing that thing. Despite what the world may think about us, we are killing it. And we are capable of doing anything that we want to do because we've been holding this motherfucker down for a long time.
Exactly.
And y'all, we are out. I'll see y'all next time.
All right. Have a good one.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.